Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I played Little League Baseball when I was a kid, a couple years, actually quite a few years, also high school. So I remember vividly, especially as a little kid, saying things about umpires that were not kind. Wouldn't necessarily say it to the umpire, but, you know, umpire may have overheard us from time to time discussing their ability to make fair calls and so on. But the thing is that you can insult umpires. It's almost like part of the game. You know, people go to the baseball game and occasionally they'll yell at players and occasionally they'll yell at umpires. You'll hear that quite commonly. But the trick is to yell something at them that is an insult and it is not, slanderous. So, interesting story sent to me by a whole bunch of people, including Phil, David, John, and Professor John. Thank you very much. And from USA Today, all this is widely reported. Umpire Joe West is awarded $500,000 in defamation lawsuit against a former player named Paul Loduca. And it was a defamation lawsuit. He says, that man said things about me that were false. So defamation is the idea that you publish something, you say something about somebody that is false. It's objectively false. It can be proven that it's false. And it harmed your reputation and it hurt you. So it's going to vary from state to state the exact definitions of it. But that's pretty much it. So if it's spoken, it's slander. If it's written, it's libel. So in this case, it was spoken on a podcast, which makes it slander, according to the court now. So Bob Nightingale of USA Today says, you can scream at him, curse at him, call him names, but if you attempt to discredit veteran umpire Joe West's credibility, got to be careful. Major League Baseball's senior umpire, Joe West, is scheduled in May to pass Hall of Famer Bill Clem for the most games umpired in history. And he's awarded $500,000 plus interest this week by the New York Supreme Court in his defamation lawsuit against former player Paul Loduca. West sued the man for defamation in 2019 after Loduca said on a podcast that his former New York Mets teammate reliever Billy Wagner bribed West into giving him a bigger strike zone by letting him use his 1957 Chevrolet car. The car was not at the game. Car was not on the field. Somehow it makes sense. So here's the quote. We're playing like a really tight game against the Phillies. Billy Wagner comes in from the bullpen, Loduca said. I used to go to the mound every time and like, what's going on? And he's like, hey, Joe's behind the plate. Set up a couple more inches inside. I was like, are you kidding me? Joe hates me. He's like, no, 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 no. Joe loves me. No, 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 no. Joe loves me. I go, he hasn't given us the corner all day. And he's like, don't worry about it. He literally throws 10 pitches and strikes out three guys. Joe rings up all three guys. 8 out of the 9 pitches were at least 3 to 4 inches inside. Not even close. Guys were throwing bats and everything, and Joe walks off the field. I get back into the clubhouse, and I'm like, what the expletive just happened to just right now? And Wagner winks at me. I'm like, what's the secret? He's like, eh, Joe loves antique cars, so every time he comes into town, I lend him my 57 Chevy so he can drive it around so when he opens up the strike zone for me. So the umpire comes to town, according to this story. And the pitcher says, you want to drive my 57 Chevy? Knock yourself out. And in exchange for that, he gets a better strike zone. That's the allegation that turned out not to be true. So West was upset by this, as you might imagine, saying the story was completely fabricated and filed suit. Here's the problem for the guy who told the story. West was only the home plate umpire once when Wagner and Loduca played together in 2006 and 2007. And Wagner never pitched in that game. So that story is impossible, as told by the man who told it. West declared in his lawsuit that Loduca's comments damaged his integrity and character and threatened to severely damage his chances of being voted to the Hall of Fame. Those elected to the Hall of Fame can sometimes earn as much as $250,000 a year just in appearance and speaking fees. So the judge writes, the plaintiff expressed a legitimate concern that if Hall of Fame voters credited Loduca's false assertion regarding his integrity and character, he might not be elected for induction to the Hall of Fame for the same reasons an otherwise excellent player such as Shoeless Joe Jackson, Pete Rose, and Barry Bonds had or have not been elected. He also expressed concern that it would be difficult to completely repair his reputation, partly because a special committee of baseball executives and former players chosen by the directors of the Hall is responsible for selecting umpires for induction into the Hall of Fame. So West not only vehemently denied giving Wagner an enlarged strike zone, but said in court that he never gave preferential treatment to any team or player. Yet despite West's strong denials, the Loduca story was picked up by a large number of publications. Given the widespread dissemination of the defamatory statement at issue here, the nature of the statement and the legitimate anxiety that the plaintiff suffered in connection with the possibility that he will not be elected to the Hall, the judge said, the court concludes that the plaintiff is entitled to an award of $250,000 for past mental anguish and emotional stress, plus another $250,000 to compensate for expenses he will need to incur in retaining a public relations firm to formulate and operationalize a sufficient reputation remediation plan. To operationalize a plan. That's a good word. I'll have to make note of that one. West was unavailable for comment, but Kevin Murphy, one of his attorneys, said that West was pleased by the outcome and that Loduca is being held accountable for his actions. As the most senior major league umpire, Murphy said in a statement, Mr. West looks forward to focusing on the 2021 baseball season and breaking the record for the most games ever umpired by anyone in the history of Major League Baseball. And so I guess he's passing that record this summer, and he will probably become then the most prolific umpire of Major League Baseball. So there's a couple other things that came up in here. So, for instance, Loduca had also discussed on his podcast being ejected from games 15 times, 8 or 9 being by West. And yet, as they went through this, they said that Loduca had only been ejected 8 times in his entire career, and only one of those was by West. So that's the strange part about this story, is it sounds like the bit about the enlarged strike zone was impossible. So he's either confusing the umpire or something, or may have been made up as an entertaining story. Who knows? You know, it's a strange story. But it was actually impossible for it to have been Joe West. So that's a dangerous thing to say, to make a statement about somebody that's going to hurt their reputation, that's, you know, going to harm them, and it's provably false. That's the dangerous part. But the other part is when you say, I got ejected 15 times and 8 or 9 of them were by West, and somebody goes back and goes, well, no, we actually keep track of this stuff. Baseball statistics are comprehensive. They have statistics on everything. So how many times has he been ejected? It turns out 8 times. 8. How many by West? Once. Could it have been 15? No. Could it have been 9 or 8? No. So he was only ejected 8 times in his entire career. And when he says 8 or 9 of them were by West, that would mean that West had to have ejected him every single time. And it turns out that they know for a fact it's only once by West. And, you know, that's one of those things that you look at this and, you know, a guy walks in your office, you're an attorney, and goes, I need to be defended. I'm being sued by a Major League Baseball umpire because I made some statements about him on my podcast. And, you know, it's obviously a defamation suit. And the first question you ask is, what did you say? And then you say, well, I said a couple things. Apparently he takes umbrage with him, how many times I said that he threw me out of games. And also the one occasion where I talked about him taking a bribe to enlarge a strike zone for somebody. I say, okay. And then you go, you understand that they're going to be very easy to calculate how many times you were thrown out of games and by whom. Were those statements accurate? Let's talk first about this, the ejections. Was that accurate? Now, the guy doesn't know that. You go, okay, well, we'll find that out soon enough. But getting back to the thing about the strike zone, how many games did he umpire where the correct people were in to make that story possible? And then you discover the answer is 0. There were no games that met that criteria. So then you go, okay, you understand that that statement is demonstrably false. I mean, how do you explain that? Get the wrong umpire maybe or what? And so, you know, it's a strange situation because if you'd simply said, I don't like Joe West. Joe West is a horrible umpire. Joe West is, you know, done all kinds of bad calls in games. I think he's lost games for us. I think he played favorites. You can say stuff like that because those are all subjective statements. They are simply opinions, insults, for instance. You can't, you know, I think the guy's an idiot. You can say that stuff. It's not actionable. You can't file a lawsuit over that successfully. And so it's very uncommon to see defamation lawsuits result in big awards like this. You almost never see it because there's so many different ways you can spin stuff. And so if there had ever come a time where the correct people were in the game to make the 57 Chevy story possible, then of course the case would litigate and you'd actually take the depositions of all the various players and you'd ask the guy and say, you know, do you own a 57 Chevy? Or did you own one back at that time? And did you ever lend it to Joe West? How many times did you lend it to Joe West? Did you lend it to him with the understanding that he would enlarge the strike zone for you? How did that conversation go? Did he widen it or did he also make it bigger this way? What all did he do with that strike zone for you? Did you discuss that? Was that actually something that did you every single time you lent him the vehicle, did you say, by the way, I get one good game out of this, right? Did you have that discussion? You know? And of course, you know, the question is, would he even say those things? And then if he said, yeah, those things actually happened, then did you actually tell Loduca this? Did you actually tell him that? When did you tell him that? Did you tell him that in the middle of a game and after a game? Did it actually happen? You know, and you go through all that. And where did it happen? When did it happen? Were there other witnesses? Did you tell anybody else? And you can get the bottom of a lot of this. But of course, if it does come down to the pitcher says, yes, I said that to him, and that would set it up as being a potentially true statement. Because if the guy says, I was told this by this man, well, then it's not false for me to say, I was told this by somebody. At that point, the umpire could sue the pitcher. Because if it's not true and he's making it up, the question is, where did the story start? Who started this? And then, of course, who broadcast it? So it's a strange situation, but you almost never hear about it. Defamation cases. And it's even crazier to hear about it from a Major League Baseball umpire who get abuse heaped upon them. You can go onto YouTube and type in bad calls, Major League Baseball, and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff about umpires, including Joe West. And there are some umpires out there who don't know where the strike zone is. They just appear to randomly call balls and strikes. I mean, I'm not making that up. Look up bad calls. You know, strike calls, Major League Baseball, and look at what they have. Because nowadays, with the different cameras they've got, the technology they got, they can actually, you know, put on the screen where the strike zone is. And they'll show you guys getting called out on, you know, third strikes, the ball's a foot and a half that way. And I understand that if the strike zone is here, you know, the plate is actually deep and the ball could curve over a corner or something. But some of these are so obviously not strikes that are being called, or right down the middle, they get called a ball. And you know, occasionally they'll go, what was that? Was it high? Was it low? And the interesting thing about being an umpire, and I've mentioned this before, I actually briefly umpired softball games, and I hated it. One reason I hated it was the abuse that was heaped upon me by teenage girls. Something that you don't ever want to have happen to you. And I umpired a few games, and I hated it. But the interesting thing is that technically speaking, umpires make calls. You're safe, you're out. Ball, strike. That ball is fair, that ball is foul. Umpires are not required to explain their calls, but they often do, and it often gets them in trouble. So the ball is thrown, and the umpire calls it a ball. People start yelling, what was wrong with that pitch? The umpire does not have to answer. There's no law says the umpire's got to tell you what was wrong with the pitch. Now, there is obviously a situation where a ball gets hit down the third baseline and it curves and it goes into foul territory, right? The umpire will call the ball foul if it's foul, but umpires are not supposed to call balls fair. It's presumed to be fair unless it's called foul. And so I know that I've had situations before in the few games I umpired, but I've also seen it, where a guy hits a line drive really close to the line and the ball bounces into foul territory and the ump's just standing there. It's fair ball. And good coaches will tell their players that you are to treat the ball as fair until it's called foul. It's kind of like playing through the whistle. You know, you don't stop a play just because a guy looks like he's down in football. You stop when someone blows their whistle. When you hear a whistle, you stop. Until then, you keep going. So somebody hits the ball and people are running. Assume it's fair until it's yelled foul. But that's a simple explanation. And I had situations before where somebody gets thrown out and I call them out and they go, what do you mean that was out? Well, what I mean is the ball beat the runner to the base. It was a force out. Do I need to explain that to you? And they, well, no, but and so you, one of the things you learn, like I said, in the few games I umpired, is you get into more trouble by explaining stuff. You're better off just calling it. And so what's always funny is when you see a ball or strike called that looks like a bad call, and it's so bad that they can see it from the dugouts, okay? And the coach comes out, the manager comes out and starts screaming and yelling at the umpire about that bad call. Umpire doesn't have to explain it if he doesn't want to. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they just, and they make the international motion for, you have been ejected from this game, get off the field and out of the dugout. So, like I said, you can spend hours on YouTube just watching the videos about bad calls in baseball. But it's maddening. It can be maddening. So, interesting story, though. MLB umpire Joe West awarded $500,000 in defamation lawsuit against former catcher Paul Loduca. And the story comes to us both from USA Today and other sources. But Bob Nightingale wrote the first story I talked about there. Phil, David, John, and Professor John all send it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. TV is chewing gum for the eyes.